It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. It's another day to be thankful. It's another day to be joyful. If you are in the house this morning and you're listening to my voice, that means you made it to a brand new day. So I want you to use all the excitement, all the joy, which is just joy. I want you to give God all the thanksgiving in your heart. The Bible says 1,000 tongues is not enough to thank Him. So I want you, any way you know how to express your thanksgiving this morning, I want you to just express it. Let God know how grateful and how thankful you are this morning. Unto you, immortal, invisible Lord, Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Today is the 12th day in the month of November 2024. It's a brand new day. It's a beautiful Tuesday. If this is your first time of joining us, I'd like to specially welcome you, and I'd like to say you are a very important guest on this show, because right here, the Lord is waiting to speak to you. The Lord has been expecting you, and you are here. Glory be to the name of the Lord. And I want to assure you that if you are here and you have lots of questions on your mind, your heart is burdened, your heart is heavy, this is just a place to be. This is a place to just surrender all that weight and just wait for the Lord to speak to you. If you've been very frequent on the show, you know what time it is. It's time to tell somebody to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for a devotion. So I want you to spread the word. Let everybody know that it is time for a devotion. Let your friends, your family, and that very special person you've been trying to bring into the fold of Christ, let them know that it is time for our devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today we'll be looking at a topic that says, a kiss of fire, a kiss of fire. Our hymn today is taken from hymn 8 from our Open Heaven Manual. Hymn 8, I need thee every hour, I need thee every hour. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Acts from chapter 6 to chapter 7. Acts from chapter 6 to chapter 7. Our memory verse, let's take our memory verse first. Our memory verse is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 19 verse 18. Exodus chapter 19 verse 18, which says, and Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace. And the old mount quaked greatly. Once again, our memory verse is taken from Exodus chapter 19, verse 18, which says, and Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke because the Lord descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the old mount quaked greatly. Our Bible reading for today is taken from the book of Exodus chapter 3, from verse 2 to 6. Exodus chapter 3, from verse 2 to 6, which says, The lips are a very... Our Bible reading for today is taken from Exodus chapter 3, from verse 2 to 6. Are you with your Bibles now? Exodus chapter 3, from verse 2 to 6. It reads, "And the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, 'I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn.' So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, 'Moses, Moses.' And he said, 'Here I am.' Then he said, 'Do not draw near this place. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover,' he said, 'I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.' And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God." May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our manual today reads, "The lips are a very sensitive part of the human body." In the book of Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 6 to 7, when the angel wanted to help Isaiah, he put a coal of fire on his lips. Even though that must have been very painful, considering how sensitive the lips are, the experience ensured that Isaiah became a changed person. Nothing touches fire and remains the same. In the book of Acts chapter 2 from verse 1 to 14, Peter stood boldly to address and preach to a large crowd of people after the Holy Ghost had descended on the upper room congregation like a cloven tongues of fire. This was the same Peter that denied Jesus 3 times out of fear. From the day a believer gets a kiss of fire, everything about him or her changes completely. The impact of the fire will abide with him or her forever. When you see someone who is always ready to do the will of Christ and go all out for him, that fellow has been kissed by fire. This is why after Isaiah received the kiss of fire, all he could hear was God saying, "Whom shall we send? Who will go for us?" And his response was, "Lord, send me." We see that in Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 1 to 8. When you are kissed by fire, you will begin to hear the heartbeat of God concerning the nations of the world. And your response will be, "Lord, send me anywhere to do your work, and I will go." Paul did God's work with great zeal. That zeal came upon him in Acts chapter 9 from verse 3 to 6. When Jesus appeared to him in a great light on his way to Damascus, that light was not from an electric bulb. It was from the fire of God. And the moment Paul's body touched it, it was kissed by fire and was changed forever. From that moment, he went to every length to do the will of God. The reasons many Christians find it difficult to do great exploits for God is that they have not been kissed by fire. Some of them want to serve God in greater capacities, but they lack the required zeal because they have not been kissed by fire. If you are a pastor and you want to have an army that is willing to join you in doing great exploits for the kingdom, pray for them to be kissed by fire. The moment they are kissed by fire, the zeal of the Lord will take over their hearts, and all they will long for is to do the will of God at all times. Today's Open Heaven comes with a prayer point that says, Father, please give me a kiss of fire today in Jesus' name. Father, please give me a kiss of fire today in Jesus' name. I want you to pray the prayer with all your heart and with all sincerity. Father, please give me a kiss of fire today in Jesus' name. Amen. May God bless His word today in Jesus' name, and may the entrance of His word bring light to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. If today's Open Heaven has blessed you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. Remember, like I always say on this show, you might just be saving a soul. And how can you be a blessing to somebody? You can be a blessing by sharing. And how can you still share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you like to listen to. Copy the link that would appear above and share with somebody today. You can also listen to us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. 7 a.m. GMT live on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And on our mobile app, available on Play Store and Apple Store, Praise Palace Radio. Just search for it and you'll be able to download it. This will give you access to all our amazing shows that are outlined for you throughout the day. It promises to be exciting, entertaining, and gospel-filled, what you would call evangelizing. Thanks for staying tuned. But do not touch that dial, because we have an important announcement immediately after this show. Till you hear my voice again, till we gather for another word from the mind of God, to be made this far, a beautiful day. Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares. Jesus loves and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that You are the Son of God. I accept You as my personal Lord and Savior. I give You my past for a brand new future in You. Thank You because I know You have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.